Mara, Daf Ayin Tet. We begin today's Daf on Ayin Chet Amud Bet, and we start at the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom. Nitkaven Harog the Behema, Veharag Et Adam. All these cases over here is talking about you had Kavanah to kill one person or one item, and he ended up killing the other. Some cases will be Hayav, some cases will be Patur. If the guy's Kavanah was to kill a Behema, and then he ended up killing an Adam, or Ubad, or Bet Kochavim, a Goy, so far the common denominator of it is the guy who had Kavanah for you be patur on. You're patur on a behema, there's no chayub mita on a behema, and there's no chayub mita on a Ovet Kochavim, but he ended up killing somebody that he would be hayav on. Le nefalim, he wanted to kill a nefalim, is like a nefes, a child that's going to die anyway within 30 days, or with baby within 30 days. Ve'haraget ben kayema, he ended up killing a ben kayema, a child that's viable, patur. In all these cases, why patur? Because the one that he intended to kill, you'd be patur on anyway, even though he ended up killing somebody that was viable. Doesn't matter, it goes after according to the kabanah of the person. And she says, Hayah omid etzel Adam etzel behema, a guy was standing next to an animal. The guy intended to kill the animal, but he ended up killing the Adam. Patur, mishum dechi atrube atra'at safeku. Which means, even though they warned him, there's a Jew, there's a guy over there, and he's ben berit. I know, but bottom line, because we know it's not, there's an animal over there. He could kill the animal. It's not atra'at, but that is going to kill the guy. He's not going after the guy himself. He's going after the animal. So therefore, it's not a hatra'ah, for sure it's going to kill the guy. So therefore, he cannot be mechayev. She's not because of the hatra'ah. Shem elu yargenu. Nitkaven hakoto al motav. Let's say the guy's intention was to hit him on his legs. Velo haya bakedei lamito, and it wouldn't have killed him. Al motav. It means a blow to his legs, that wouldn't have been strong enough to kill him. Ve'alcha la al libo, and he ended up hitting him in his heart. Haya bakedei lamito, and that blow that he gave him to his heart would be enough to kill him. Because bottom line, his kavanah was to hit him in a place where he would not have died. So since it was not his kavanah to hit him on his heart, even though that blow on the heart killed him, it's going to be patur. The opposite case. Let's say he had a kavanah to hit him on the heart. And it would have killed him if it was on his heart. And then the depending on his leg, velo ayaba. And it was not enough blow for him to die from that. Vamit patur. Again, we patur. Because bottom line, he hit him in a place over there where it was not enough to kill him. He hit him in the motnav, and it was not kedel lehamito. Even though his kavanah was dead, and he died. Of course, all these cases he died. The hadush of Mary is bottom line. He hit him in a spot. Even though he hit him in a spot where. His kavanah was to him in a spot where he would die. The bottom line is his hand didn't go there. It ended up going on his leg. And the leg, there was not enough punch to kill the guy. Patur, Rashi. Vayaba kedei lamit alibo ha'eben azot. The rock, let's say. Imta ke'alev, if he would hit him in the heart, we had la rog. Aval ha'motnayim en ba kedei lamit patur. The tarti ba'in, there's the key in Rashi. You need two things to be mechayev mita. Sheye mitkaven lemakam mita. Which means, first of all, that's that kabanat to kill the guy. Otherwise, it's atrat safek, like we learned. And it has to be enough to kill the guy in that spot. Again, that she says, you need two things. Mitkaven lemake makamita. He has to have a kabanat for a makat mita. Vishyaniyah. Vishyakenu makat mita, and has to be a makat mita, not something less. The im lo nitkaven the makat mita, because a kavanah was not for makat mita, in the case of the animal, like we learned above. Hatra'at safeku, de truba al tizrok. Don't throw, because maybe it's going to hit his heart. Maybe it is in his heart, it's not hatra'at vadai. Maybe it's going to hit his heart, it's not enough. Nitkaven lakot et gadol. Let's say the guy had kavanah to hit the gadol. Velo haya bakedei lamit gadol, but it wasn't enough to kill the gadol, v'alchala ala katan, and it ended up landing on a minor. V'haya bakedei lamit et katan, v'amet patur. Again, because his kavanah was not for the for the katan. That kavena caught the katan. Vayaba kedel amit the katan. It was enough to kill the katan. Vealchala ala gadol. But no ayaba kedel amit the gadol. Vamed patur again, because it was not enough to kill the gadol. Aban that kavena caught al motnaf. The last case is in Mishnah. It's kavanah to hit the guy on motnav. Vayaba kedel lamit al motnav. And it was enough to kill him on the motnav. So you have both things. It's kavanah al motnav with a kavanah to kill him on, from the motnav. Valkala alibo. And then hitting in his heart, vamit, hayav. Because what do I care where it went? Bottom line, it was a kavanah lamit. And it was kavanah. It was enough to kill him. I don't care if it went to his heart. That doesn't matter. And he killed him anyway. So there was going to be hayav.
What's that case? He meant to hit him in the head and he hit him in the...
He meant to hit him in the leg. Enough to kill him in the leg.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So bottom line, you have both. You have the right amount of power. So therefore, it's Hayav. Who cares where it landed? Exactly. That's not a tzafek. Because when they warned him, don't kill the guy. Don't kill the guy. So what's the difference? You kill him for me, you kill him over here. Bottom line, and it was enough power to kill him. So therefore, you're going to be Hayav. He went to cover out the gadol. There was enough power to kill the gadol. And then depending on the katan, bamed hayav. Rabbi Shimon omer, afilu tkaven larog et ze varag et ze patur. Mishu has a big hadush. He had kaven at this guy, and he ended up killing another guy. What's the difference? You killed a guy. Doesn't matter. He says patur. We'll see why. We'll see why. The Gemara begins. Rabbi Shimon ahayam. On which case is Rabbi Shimon going on? The last thing that Rabbi Shimon said, it's kaven larog et ze, varag et ze. Idima asefa, if it's going on the asefa, that what if the guy had kavanah to hit a gadol, and instead it went on the katan and he killed them, and Rabbi Shimon was coming to say patur, because bottom line, he had kavanah for the gadol, even though he killed the katan, the Rabbi Shimon poter mibe'ele. Right, which means you don't have to say nitkaven narog. If you're going on a case that the Mishnah stated already, just say the Mishnah poter. We know the case already. The Mishnah stated the case. The case is nitkaven narog at the gadol v'arag at the katan. Hakamim say chayav. So the Mishnah should say the Mishnah poter. Why does he have to say the Mishnah omed nitkaven narog? Say what's all those words? Ela must be not talking about a case that was written right before it. Ela must be what aresha. נתכוון להרוג את הבהמה והרג את האדם לעובד כוכבים ורק את ישראל לנפלים והרג את בן קיימה פטור. In that case over there we said that if the guy was נתכוון to kill a behema, Tanakama said in all those cases he's going to be פטור. Why? Because the kavanah was for somebody that he's not חייב on. Ha נתכוון להרוג את זה והרג את זה חייב. The implication of the beginning of the Mishnah was that if he had kavanah lezeh and he ended up killing zeh, of course he's going to be high. The only reason he's patur because when nitkaven lebehemah he killed zeh. But if it was nitkaven lezeh and he killed zeh, he'd be hayav. Rabbi Shimon omer, afilu nitkaven narog et zeh, varag et zeh, patur. And that, on that diyuk, that Rabbi Shimon is coming to go on, that afilu nitkaven narog et zeh, והרג את זה פטור. And what's that case? רשי. ה, נתכוון להרוג את זה, והתרו בו עליו, דתרעת ודאי הוא, והרג את זה, חייב, דיקה התראה על בן ברית, והרי מתכוון לבן ברית, והרגו. ורבי שמעון אומר, והי דשביק רבי שמעון לספה, בהדיה או מהדר הדיוקה דרשא, ללא תמה רבי שמעון פותר הכול הוא, אפילו תקבל עמותיו והלכה לו על ליבו. רבי שמעון doesn't argue on all the cases, he argues on this דיוק. That's why he waited to the end to go back on the דיוק of דרשא. What's the דיוק of דרשא? נתכוון להרוג את הבהמה, והרג את הבן ברית. So the תנקמה said, פטור. And everybody would agree פטור. רבי שמעון, of course, says פטור. But the duke is what?
Jew to Jew.
It's kaven narog shreved. And he ended up killing Shimon. Okay, but kavanah is still there. Kavanah for a Jew, kavanah to kill. So Tana Kabbalah will say, only because the first guy was a behema. But if the first thing was a Jew, Jew to Jew, no, Jew to Jew is chayav. Goy is patur.
Is Jew and Goy?
Jew and Goy is patur. Leave Jew to Goy. Jew to Jew. The Uven was here instead of the behema, and he ended up killing Shimon. It's not Hatrat Safek. Bottom line, you killed a Jew that we warned you on, and you killed him with the Kavana. To that, Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, Patur. Nitkaven lezeh, barak etzeh, patur. So the Gemara says, Peshita. The Gemara says, it's Peshut. Ka'er Uven l'Shimon. If Reuven and Shimon are standing together, now we're trying to crystallize the case. What's the case? If Reuven and Shimon are standing next to each other, ve'amar ana l'Reuven kamechavena l'Shimon lo mechavena. Where you guys clearly saying, ani mitchaven l'Reuven, and I'm not mitchaven. Just when I'm killing Shimon, I knew peluktayu. Okay, that's the machlok of that. That's exactly the machlok between Rabbi Shimon and Hakamim. Hakamim say, no, that's the tkaven lazeh ve'aragit zeh. You're going to be patur. I'll be b'chayav. And according to Rabbi Shimon, itkaven lezeh ve'aragit zeh, you're going to be patur. That's nothing to argue. That's the machlok of it. However, amar lechad mina yumai. Let's say Reuven and Shimon were standing there, and he came along and he had a blanket, a kabana. He says, one of them. One of the two guys. He didn't specify or Reuven or Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, is that considered enough kabana to be mechayev? Because bottom line, it's kabana to the one that he wanted to kill. Bottom line, the one that he killed, he said, hey, whatever one. So that's the one then. Or do you say, since he didn't have a beferush kabana, or just a general kabana, that's not enough? In a me, another case, Kasabur Reuven. He thought that it was Reuven. Venimsa Shimon. And the guy had Kavana for Reuven. Or that's what he thought that was in front of him. And he killed him. He killed the guy that was in front of him. He saw the guy that was in front of him. He knew that there was a guy in front of him. And he had come out to this guy that's in front of him. The problem is he thought it was Reuven. After he killed him, it was Shimon. V'nimsa Shimon. Mai. Do we say, listen, the goof that was in front of him was mechaven for. Who cares his name? The goof that was this guy here standing there, the goof was there. What do you say? No, it's Kavanah was thinking it was a different guy. And therefore that's also enough to be put there. Tasha, both Jews. They're both Jews. Yeah, but bottom line, he didn't have Kavanah to kill this guy. He killed his goof. But not this guy. That's the machlok. You go after the goof, and he had to come out and kill this goof that was in front of him. He saw a guy in front of him, and he killed him. He just thought that guy was Reuven. Happened to be Shimon, so he didn't have come out for this person. So the Gemara says...
It's not the case where he wanted either of the two.
Right, that's the second case. That's the first case. Tashema, detanya Rabbi Shimon omer ad shi omar... Lefloni ani mitkaven. Wow. So he put in all cases. He put in all cases. He has to say lefloni ani mitkaven. And until you say lefloni ani mitkaven, you're going to be patur. So had minayu is not good. Had minayu is not good. Because had minayu is not lefloni ani mitkaven. Had minayu, whichever one. Or this case over here. The person that's in front of him. No, you have to say the guy. Ani mitkaven narog et Reuven.
Wow.
Rabotai, that's the thing. Rabotai, the question really is over here. The question over here is, what's the reason for the Bishamon? That's coming up. My Ta'ama, the Rabbi Shimon, what's the reason of the Bishamon? Amad Kera, the Pasuk says, by Rotsaya, Vichi ye ish, sone le re'ehu. The Arab lo vekam alav. He ambushed him and he killed his friend. Now, what is this? The Arab lo. So, come on, he learns and he ambushed him. That's coming to tell me. Achit kaven lo. Means it has to be with kavana. That's extra word. Just say. Vichi ye isonil re'ehu. Vika nefesh. The Arab lo. Achit kavana is for the guy. But if he had kavana for somebody else, he's going to be patur. V'rabbanan, they say you're going to be hayav in such a case. What do they do with v'arav lo? Amri debere b'yanai, prat lezorek even lego. So we learned the Masechet Makot, if you remember. The guy threw a rock, this is current events, into a group of people. And Chelik of them were goyim, which would be patur, and chelik of them were yisraelim. In the end, the rock hit a yisraelim. In this case over here, the rotsiyah is going to be patur, because he didn't have a kabana explicitly to kill somebody that's going to be hayab on, because he knew there was goyim in the crowd over there. In this case over here, that hakamim say hayab is nitkaben lize baharagetze. Both guys should be hayab on. Mashiach, in this case over here, he threw a rock into a crowd, so therefore, since there were goyim over there, so therefore you cannot say it was mitkaven leze shechayav baharagetze shechayav. Since there was people that were patur on, that's what the Arav Lo is coming to exclude that case. The Arav Lo means it's got to be somebody going to be hayav on. But if there's somebody in the group that you meet patur on, and he threw the rock in the ground, that's not going to be patur. Hechidameh, the Gemara says, hold it. What's the case? What's the numbers? How many people are in this crowd over here? Because once you have Rov or not Rov, then everybody's got to know what who's going to kill. If it's 9 and 1, 9 goyim and 1 Jew in the crowd, it's very simple. Just say it's Rov Goyim. And the din is Pashut, that since it's Rov Goyim, you go after the Rov. So therefore, that would be like Mitkaven Laruk at the Goy. And if it's Mitkaven Laruk at the Goy, Varak at Israel, we're not ready. You're Patut. You don't need a Pasuk for that. If it's 9-1, therefore we have Rov. Rov is the Kavanah's Mistama after the Rov. Inami Palga Palga. If you're going to say even if it's half and half, Mechsa Mechsa, 5 Goyim and 5 Israelim, it's also Pashut to be Patut. Why? Because we have Safek. I'm not going to kill a person on a safek. I'm not going to kill the makir on a safek. So what's the case? So the Gemara says, Bishlama l'rabbanan. The Amri, nitkaven aroget zeh varaget zeh chayav. I'm sorry, lo tzericha. Mechila, I skipped. Lo tzericha, what's the case then? So it cannot be a 9-in-1 case, and it cannot be a 50-50 case. Lo tzericha, di'ika tesh'a Yisrael, nekuti yachad b'nehem. That after you go after Rov, the Kavanah have to say the guy's Kavanah was what? On Rov. The Rov would be Yisrael. And that would be what? Nitkaven la'arog et Yisrael, v'arag et Yisrael. So the Kavanah should be Hayav. The habile kuti kavua. Oh, the hadush over here is that over here it's a habura. When it's in a habura, we consider everybody in place. And the law is by the laws of Rov, we say that when do we say Rov? Called the parish. Means if you have 10 people and 9 Jews and 1 Yisrael and 1 leaves the crowd, you assume that called the parish, merubaka parish. You assume that it was the Jew that left the crowd because it's 9-1. Like the pieces of meat. That you took a piece of meat out of the butcher shop. Then you say, if there were 9 kosher butcher shops, called the parish, merubaka parish. However, when the butcher shops are in place and you walk into one of them, that's called kavua. Called kavua kemehsa al mehsa. So therefore, in this case, since they're all in place, even though it's 9-1, we look at it like a mechsal mechsal. We go back to safek lefashot leakil, and therefore the guy's going to be patur v'chol kavua ke mechsa al mechsa dami. And therefore, you don't go after the rov. And therefore, since the akum is kavua in his place, it's considered safek shakul, and therefore it's going to be patur because of safek lefashot leakil. And therefore, that's where we learn the din of mechsa al mechsa from Arav Lo. The Arav Lo comes and tells me that 9 Yisraelim and 1, that's the source. 9 Yisraelim and 1 Goy, Patur. Why Goy Patur? Because, Mersa, Mersa, Kol Kavua, Ke Mersa, Mersa, Dami. Rabbi Shimon doesn't need this. Rabbi Shimon holds that Kaven, you don't have Kavanah. Ach Yomar, Anim et Kaven, Arug et Zeh. Rabbi Shimon doesn't need this case. Kol Tachamim, you don't need Kavanah. As long as you had Kavanah to kill, and here you have Kavanah to kill a Jew, because it's Midrov. Kavashma is not a Rov. It's only a Mechsa Mechsa case, because it's a Kavua. Bishlamad Rabbanan Damit Kavanah Rogetze, Varagetze Hayav. If you tell me that, Kota Hakamim, that Kavanah Rogetze, Varagetze Hayav, I know the now we understand what the Pasuk says, Lenyan, somebody that was fighting and he ended up punching a girl, a lady that was pregnant, and she had a miscarriage. So it says you have to pay for the miscarriage. Dechi Yenatsu Anashim. Two guys were fighting and they ended up punching a pregnant lady. Obviously, we're talking about a case where they were fighting to kill. The kavanah over here was to kill. If he ends up killing the guy, so therefore the law says, we take his life. Why did he take his life? Because he had kavanah to kill. And therefore he doesn't have to pay, because with the law of Kim Limit Rabba Mineh. Oh, so therefore, if you're talking about that case, talking about the kill over here, what was this case over here? The guy was mechaven to kill Reuven. He ended up killing the pregnant lady killed the Ubar. And therefore, what do we say over here? Or let's say he killed the lady, let's say. So lady died, let's say. So the Torah says over here, he's hayav. Why should he be hayav? The guy was mechaven to kill Reuven, and he ended up killing Sarah. That's very good. So according to the rabbis that hold the that's what the Torah means, that if somebody died in this situation, either one, including the lady, this guy's hayav. Even though he wasn't mitkaven for her. Eli, you see what? Mitkaven lazeh, both Jewish. Mitkaven lazeh, varag lazeh, hayav. According to the rabbis, this pasuk is good. Which means, in that case, it should be patu. Nefesh ta'at nefesh is where the lady died. Why should it be chayav if the lady died? It wasn't mechaven for the lady. And you hold, you're not chayav bita until you mechaven for the one that you killed. That's a big question according to Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara comes along and says, according to Rabbi Shimon, when it says in the pasuk, nefesh ta'at nefesh, it means mamon. It doesn't mean you kill him. You just pay monetary compensation. How could the word nefesh mean mamon? Nefesh, na'at nefesh, usually means life for a life. Could it be? The Tanya Rabbi Omer, v'nata nefesh, na'at nefesh, mamon. Ata Omer, mamon. O'enu ela nefesh mamash. Ne'emra netina lemata. It says in the pasuk that we just read, v'natatan nefesh, na'at nefesh. V'ne'emra netina lema'la. V'natan b'flilim. That's talking about over here that you pay for the miscarriage, you pay a compensation. Now there, v'natan, but you pay by the judges. V'flilim over there is judges. You go make a payment. Now clearly by the judges, you're making a monetary payment. And it says the word v'natan. And it says over there by v'natan, nefesh ta'al nefesh. Ma le'alan. In the pasuk later on, clearly, netiraz mamon, meaning deme valdut, afkan, mamon. So he makes a gezerah sheva, netina, netina. Why did it say by nefesh? It says v'natatan nefesh tahat nefesh. What is v'natatan? It says you're giving something. You're giving your life, possibly. But we have gezerah sheva. It says v'natan later on, and that clearly is talking about giving money. So it says v'natatan over here. So therefore, this nefesh tahat nefesh is an exceptional nefesh tahat nefesh. It's a monetary case because according to the Bishimon, you can't kill the guy because he didn't have kavanah to kill the lady. So it comes out according to Rabbi. It comes out according to Rabbi. Mitkaven laruk etze varag etze eno chayav bita ela mishalim mamon. Whereas according to the Hakamim, is going to be chayav mita. So those are the two opinions. Now we have a third opinion. Amar Rava, hay detana debechaskiya mafka midrabbi umafka midrabbanan. The Braita that's coming up, that was learned in the Beit Midrash of Chizkiyah, argues on the B, the money payment that we just said he says has to pay, and argues on the Hakamim that says you killed the guy. Those are the two opinions we have over here in this pasuk. Either you killed the guy for killing the lady, that's the Banan Shita, if Sushi taught over here, either Rabbanan Shita, that you killed the guy for killing the lady, because Nitkaben Lezeh Varagat says Hayav, or Rabbi that says you don't kill the guy, he has to pay money. There's a third Shita now, it's coming right now. Netana de Bechaskiya. The Pasuk is talking about over here, Makeh Behema. Pasuk says, Umakeh Behema Yeshalemena, Umakeh Adam Yumat. Talking about killing an animal. Clearly, when you kill an animal, you make a payment. Make Adam, and he dies, obviously. You mat. So it comes to Gemara and says, in the same pasuk, Make Adam, umake behema. For the fact that Torah is juxtaposing the rotseyach, that's the Make Adam, next to the damager, that's the Make behema. Ma Make behema. Lo hilakta ben, ba ben shogig lemizid. That's true. Doesn't matter what your kavanah was when he killed the behemah. Ben mitkaven l'she'enu mitkaven. That's also true. Adam is chayav mamonot, whether he had kavanah or not kavanah. Ben derech yirida lederech aliyah, which means whether it was derech yirida which was on the way down, you killed him, or when the blow was on the way up, lepotro mamon, not going to be patur mamon in any of those cases, ela lechayevo mamon. In all those cases over there, chayav to pay money, even if you killed the bema b'shogeg, or shulom mitkaven, he'll be chayav whether you killed the derech yirida, which is the normal way of killing when the blow was down, ben derech aliyah, which is like a shinui, it doesn't matter. No matter what, the behema case is chayav under all circumstances. The fact that juxtaposed make adam in that pasuk, which is a mitah case, it's going to be similar to the rules of behema. And what's the rules? Af make adam lo tachlok bo ben shogeg lemezid ben mitkaven she'enu mitkaven ben derech yirida lederech aliyah lechayevo mamon ela lepotro mamon. That in all these cases over here, even though it was shogeg or belomet kaven, patur is also patur from mita as well. Wow! So which means whatever you're going to be hayav in behema, you're going to be patur in that case legabe adam. And therefore, ben, we'll see what the cases are mitkaven, mitkaven. But all these cases you're going to be patur. Patur from what? Ela lepotro mamon. Then all these cases, even if he did it b'shogeg or b'lo mitkaven, derech yirida, derech aliyah, patur hu memamon. Af api shebishogeg or b'lo mitkaven, patur hu gam mita. The chaura, in the case of shogeg, you patur from mamon mita, you should be paying money. Normally, when you patur from mita, you pay money. This Torah's hadush is no. You're not only going to be patur from mita b'shogeg and b'lo mitkaven, but you can be patur also from money. What's the logic? My she'en mitkaven. What's the case of en mitkaven in this braita? Idi ma she'en mitkaven klal. Hainu shogeg. Give me two cases: shogeg and enu mitkaven. Chaura, if enu mitkaven means you don't have kavana, that's the case of shogeg. Ela peshita she'en mitkaven laze ela laze. Oh, the case of En Mitkaven is our story. En Mitkaven Lazeh, and you ended up getting somebody else. What already did we see the Shitot? We had two Shitot on this. Hakamim said, En Mitkaven Lazeh, Hayab Bita. Rabbi Shimon, or Rabbi said on that Pasuk, Hayab Mamon. When you kill the lady, you don't pay for the lady because it's mitkaven lezeh lezeh, but you pay money. This shita is going to say you don't even pay money. That since you patur from mita, it's like a behema, you be patur also from kids. That's the third shita. So it says vekatani lechayevo mamon el lepotro mamon. The Torah says the Torah is not coming to say you hayav mamon, and you come to say that you are patur. Exactly. If he was Hayab Mita, I don't need the Pasuk to come and tell me you're Patur from Mamon. You know, the Kim Limit Rabamine. Ela, it was Pashut, according to this opinion, that he's Patur from Mita, Ben it Kaven Leze, Varagetze. Ela, the Hadush is, I would have thought he's Hayab money at least. And the Pasuk comes and says, no, it's like a Behema. Whatever's Hayab in the Behema is going to be Patur in the. In the Adam, Ela la shmamina la bar katalahu vela bar mamonahu. He's patur from mita, and then have to pay money. And that's what the hekesh of behema is coming to teach me, that a rotsayach b'shogeg or shelo netkaven lezeh v'arag etzeh, betin is poter them legamre. So therefore comes out we have three shitot. Comes out, that's haskiyah. That is haskiyah. Comes out you have three opinions. How far do we go? And in itkaven lezeh velo aragzeh. Chaskia is the extreme. Hakamim are the strictest. Mita. Chaskia is the lenient, says nothing.
And
Nabi, right, Nabi Yehuda is in the middle. Mamon. Those are the three shitot based on the Pesukim. Now, of course, he's not saying be patur bide shamayim. The shamayim could be this, but bed din can mechayev him anything. Can I mechayev him mita because of the kavanah? Can I be mechayev mamon because we have a kesh to behema? Whatever we said by behema, you're going to be hayab mamon. In the case of Adam, you'll be patur me mamon. Now, obviously, you don't need a pasuk to tell me patur me mamon if he's hayab mita. So it's assumed that he held his patur me mita, and the hadush is the pasuk who's come to say he's also patur from mamon.
Nitkaven Reuven Haraget Shimon, three shitot. Rabbanan is going to be mechayev. Rabbi is going to say money, and Tanna de Behezkiah is going to say nothing.
Hazak. Chazak Baruch. That's the takeaway of this sugya. Continuing on Ayin Tet Amud Bet Maseches Sanhedrin, and we're up to the Mishnah in the middle of the Daf. Rotseyah Shenit Arev Ba'Achirim. So you have a murderer that got mixed up in the crowd with others. We don't know what these others did, but he's mixed up with others. Kulan Peturim. So that's it, everybody's off the hook. Rashi says, "B'Gemara Mefaresh Hanach Achirim Man Ninhu." The Gemara will explain who these Achirim are. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, "Konsin Otam de Kippa." They put them in like a jail cell and they starve them, or they feed them barley until their stomachs blow up. So that tells us that these Achirim could not have been so innocent. Why would Rabbi Yehuda take innocent people and put them in a prison cell and you know, torture them like that? So we'll have to see exactly who these achirim are. Kol hayibem mitot shenitarebu ze baze. Different case now. You have hayibem mitot, different people that are hayab mita, different mitot. They got mixed up, so we don't know which guy gets sekila, which guy is supposed to get serefa. So the deen is nidonin bebekala. You give them the most lenient out of all. You survey all the punishments there, and you take the lenient out of all of them, and that's it. The fahod, you won't make a mistake on the lenient, so you'll give them the minimum. That she says, "Me'ahar shenit adibu v'yatam makir miyam mechuyav et hamura umim mechuyav et kala." You don't know who's got the stringent one, who's got the light one. Iyatad ashay lahmir. You can't give the humra le moshkol le mita hamura. If I can't take a lenient one and give a strict one, I can do the opposite. So let's say you have people that are hayav sekila, they got mixed up with people that are hayav serefa. So it all depends what you hold is the more strict one and the more lenient one. There's a machloket on this, by the way, as we know. Right? Rabbi Shimon says you give sekila, because he holds shah serefa hamura. That's the Bishimon shita. So therefore, you give the more lenient one, which is sekila chamim omrim nidunim besrefa. Why? She sekila chamura, because he holds that the sekila is chamura. Therefore, you give serefa. Rabbi Shimon brings a raya to his shita. Amadem Rabbi Shimon, ilu lo haita serefa chamura, lo nitena lebat kohen shezinta. We know bat kohen shezinta. We want to be mahmira on her. So we give a serefa. So therefore you see, there must be that serefa is more hamura from the fact that we changed the punishment in order to be strict on the bat kohen. So the Mishnah answers, Amru lo, Achamim say back, Ilu lo hayta sekila hamura, lo nitna lemegadef ulovde kochavim, avodat kochavim. Well, you see, sekila must be hamura because it's given to the most serious crimes, megadef and oved avodah zara. Let's read Rashi on that. Rashi says, "Haniskalim b'nisrafim, af agav derubah dehani nisrafim kediktani, af agav derubah dehani nisrafim kediktani niskalim b'nisrafim." It's mashma had niskal. It sounds like there's one sekila guy. She netarev b'nisrafim tuva. It's a nice diuk. Haniskalim b'nisrafim. Sounds like nisrafim is a lot. Niskal is one guy. Doesn't matter. אפילו אקל רבי שמעון ידונו כולם בסקילה וזה שרפה חמורה. לא ניתנה למגדף עבודת כוכבים שפושטן ידם בעיקר. Obviously מגדף and עבודה זרה the worst ones because they פושט ידו בעיקר. So then that's why you get סקילה. So the other one says לא ניתנה לבת כהן שזינתה. שעבירתה חמורה שמחללת את הביה. Comes the Gemara and the Mishnah gives a different case. הנהרגים מנחנקים. Saif's got mixed up with Henix. Also a machloket. Rabbi Shimon omer b'sayif, because he says sayif is less. Henik is hamura. Lachemim omerim b'henik. Lachemim say henik, like we learned this machloket already above. Gemara man achirim. Don't say Rabbi Meir. Man achirim. Over here, the question is rotzeach shenitarev ba'achirim. The Rotzeach got mixed up with others. What do these others do? If they're totally innocent, so what are you putting them in a prison cell for? According to the Biyudah, let's say. Ilima Achirim Kesherim. If they're totally kesherim, they didn't do anything. Peshita. Do I have to tell me that the chachamim say patur? Kulam peturim? I'm not going to kill innocent people just to make sure that I get the murderer in there. So for sure, I don't need a gemara for that. That's pashut. Vetu, and furthermore, behal ema Rabbi Yehuda konsin otan lekipa. Is the Yehuda going to say in these cases over here, you take them into a jail cell and feed them bran or barley until their stomachs explode? What did the innocent people do? The Ahirim didn't do anything. They're regular folk. So Ella, we have to figure out who these Ahirim are and why they deserve some sort of punishment, at least according to the Yehuda. Siman Bashrak. Some have the Siman Bashekir. So the point is, this is the Siman of the answers to this question. Amar Rabbi Abahu, Amar Shmuel, Acha, Berotzeach, Shelo Nigmar Dino, Shenetarev Berotzchim Achirim, Shenigmar Dinan Askinan. First answer, everybody obeys Rotzeach. Just that one guy, or some guys, their deen was not concluded yet. The court was going to conclude it. They were going that direction. But they didn't the gavel down yet. They didn't make him our deen. So therefore, they're not so innocent. Not Achirim Kishirim. Ahirim Rotzchim, that there was not Gemar Din yet. And Gemar Din, you can't give them a punishment until you have Gemar Din. And furthermore, Rabbanan Sabri, En Gomrim Dino Shel Adam Ela Befanav. You can't give Gemar Din only in front of the person. You have to know the person that you're giving Gemar Din in front of. So it's not like the judges can give a Gemar Din now. Now you don't know if he was given a Gemar Din already or not given a Gemar Din. You can't give him a manapshak. You can't say, well, if he got a Gemar Din already, then you don't have to take a Gemar Din. If he's not the guy that got a Gemar Din, let him get a Gemar Din. You have to know the guy that you're standing in front of, who you're giving the judgment to. And since they don't know. You don't know. That's also safek. Put them all together and you say, let it land wherever it lands. It doesn't work that way. You have to know who you're giving the Gemar Din to. So you can't give a Gemar Din to anybody over here now. So therefore, hilka kulam peturim. That she says, "Ela befanav." Kivan de en makirim oto lavia befanav. They're not makir the guy. So I got to give befanav. They don't know if he's in a skal, or they don't know if he's. I'm sorry. They don't know if he's the guy that got the finished judgment or not the finished judgment. So therefore, since they don't know, you can't put all these conditions. If he is, then let us be the gemadin. If he's not, then it not count. That's a fake. You got to know who they're doing in front of the. How can we say all peturim? But the biyuda miftirinu legamri nami lo. The view that you can't protect them all. The gamri, why? Because bottom line, they are murderers. So you can't let them go, free. That's why you put them in the kippah, and you give them that punishment. The shtakish difference, Amar, be'adam, dekul alma lo peligi de patre. Which means, bottom line, the shtakish is a different answer. If we're talking about a guy over here that got mixed up and he didn't get a Gemar Din yet, everybody's going to agree, patur, everybody patur, like the Hakamim. There's no argument in that case. He argues on the last answer. The Shtakish says, if there's one guy in the group that did not get a Gemar Din yet, everybody walks away. So what's the case then? Over here we're talking about Acha Bishor. Here's about animals. Shelo Nigmar Dino. Shenetareb B'Shevarim Ahalim. Shenigmar Dinam Kamepalge. We're talking about a Shor. Short shin is skal. Short killed somebody, so therefore you have to kill the short. However, you need a Gemar Din on the short. So therefore there's certain Shevarim that had Gemar Din, so they're Hayav Sekila. And other Shevarim that did not yet get Gemar Din, they got mixed up in the mix. So Rabbanan say they're all Peturim. Why? Rabbanan Savri Kemitat Baalim Kach Mitat Ashor. Ven Gubrim Dinot Shashor Ela Befanav. Same law. Hilkach Kulam Peturim. Just like you cannot finish the Din of a man unless you know exactly who it is, Befanav. So to the short is the same look. Kimitat ba'adim kach mitat ha'short. So therefore, they all walk. Rabbi Yehuda sabar, konsin otam the kippah. But Rabbi Yehuda says no. Konsin otam the kippah in order for them to just to die. So we're not even talking about humans in this Mishnah, according to the Shtakish. Amar Rava. Rava says, if that's the case, I mean, no matter how you're learning the case, if you're learning like the first opinion of Rava, who was the first answer? The first answer was Rabbi Abahu in the name of Shmuel, or you're learning according to the second answer of Rish Lakish. Either way, you're going to have a problem with the following statement. Iache, haynu diktani ala amar biyoseh Afilu Abba Halifta Benehem. One of the rabbis said that even if Abba Halifta is amongst the group. Now, what does that mean? Abba Halifta is amongst the group. What does that mean? First, if it's talking about animals, so clearly you cannot make that statement that even if Abba Halifta is part of the group. And if you're talking about people that had Gemar Din, or not Gemar Din, but all murderers, clearly Abba Halifta was not a murderer. Man, how are you learning this line does not fit into the case? That you have guys that got mixed up. So the rabbi said, and even if Abba Halifta was amongst the mixture. What do you mean? Either you said it's talking about animals, or you're talking about people that have Gemar Din or no Gemar Din, but bottom of the Rotzim. So how would that statement fit according to the way we're learning the cases? That's she. Iacher had the Tani Ala ben Rish Lakish ben Shmuel kam motiv. Iacher dani acherim demat idrotzchin kamar behaydo tzayach shnetarev behukarul besof netarev kamar had the Tani Ala beberaita hakirotzayach shnetarev behaydim kulam peturim. Amar Rabbi Yosef afilu Abba Halifta benehem kulam peturim. May afilu the kamar Rabbi Yosef. Exactly. What's the meaning of afilu Abba Halifta? Why was it rotzayach? It cannot be. Okay. So we'll stop over him. We'll continue that.